April 29th, Joan of Arc's cross-dressing was her undoing. On this day in 1412, the French saint and national heroine Joan of Arc was born at Domrémy in eastern France. On growing up and after convincing the king of her sincerity, she led the French army to spectacular victories against the English, until she was captured by the English and taken to Rouen. She was tried on a charge of heresy and condemned to be burned at the stake. The trial was manifestly unjust, and much of the argument concerned her cross-dressing. Though she wore men's clothes, in fact, and armour, at certain times, for two very good reasons. To protect herself in battle, and also to protect herself from rape in the camps, which was a very real danger. Joan did not use weapons in battle, but carried a banner, and was wounded several times. She died bravely at the stake in the marketplace at Rouen, holding a cross made for her by an English soldier. She was only 19. In 2 short years, the Maid of Orléans had changed the fortunes of France. In a posthumous retrial in 1452, declared her innocent and a martyr. Here is Joan speaking in Shakespeare's play, King Henry VI. Dauphin, I am by birth the shepherd's daughter, my wit untrained in any kind of art. Heaven and Our Lady gracious have it pleased to shine on my contemptible estate. Lo, whilst I waited on my tender lambs, and to sun's parching heat displayed my cheeks, God's mother deigned to appear to me, and in a vision full of majesty willed me to leave my base vocation and free my country from calamity. Her aid she promised an assured success. In complete glory she revealed herself, and whereas I was black and swart before, with those clear rays which she infused on me, that beauty am I blessed with, which you see. Today I reflect on those who overcome fear because they know that they were doing right.